Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Right now, joining us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline, my good friend Stevie T, tag team partner over the years on the weekends here at CCO. Things have been changed up a bit, but we bring Stevie T on every Saturday. And how you doing, Stevie T? I know it's probably a day where you've been outside a lot and you're soaking up some sun.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Getting a lot of yard work done. And, yeah, tag team partner pre-COVID-19. I miss you guys. You know, you and Jonathan and Mark. I mean, it's just not the same being able to hang out on a Saturday with you guys. But good to visit with you. Yeah, I've been getting a lot of yard work done. I've been getting some landscaping chores that I've been meaning to do for the last several years. So, yeah, it's been good, and it's a great day to work outside. A little breeze, cool, the sun's out. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, we've really had a great stretch of weather, in my opinion, where it's been warm. Some days it's been hot, but not exceptionally muggy, and we've had that breeze. It just feels comfortable out there. It's almost like you're in San Diego.
Yeah, it's really good, Eric. I mean, it's going to heat up this week. We'll get our share of heat and humidity, but yeah, just ideal weather to get chores done. And just by kind of a brief survey of the neighborhood, I made a couple of trips to the hardware store and the home improvement store to get materials here through the day. And people are getting a lot done. People are busy today. That's good to see.
Well, I'm sure you're tending to the tomatoes in the garden, because that's one of the of your hallmarks, is you bring in those great tomatoes, red gold.
Well, you know, the tomatoes, really, this time of year, I don't do much. I just kind of leave them be, make sure they're well watered, and you can almost see them grow right now, so it's kind of fun. Still a little ways from harvest, but the tomatoes are really going to like that real hot stuff this week. The tomatoes and peppers, love that.
How have the last couple of weeks been for you professionally? I know for me it's been a whirlwind. You and I both done some overnight Minnesota shows in the early hours of the morning. I've been out in the field reporting. Everybody has tried to chip in any way possible here at CCO, all hands on deck in the wake of the George Floyd tragedy. And I know for you, it's certainly been a unique moment in your career, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's no doubt, Eric. It's one of those things where I think we all need to reflect on where we are as a society and where we are as individuals. And, you know, the values we teach our children and how we move forward as a country, there's no doubt. And, you know, I had an opportunity to work some late night shows, overnight shows, during our coverage of the wake of George Floyd's death, and took a lot of calls. And it really was an opportunity to kind of reflect on this idea that we all need to be a part of change and change for the better. And that's kind of where I'm at. It's time we do things differently, and it's important that we make strides, that we don't pay lip service to it.
Yeah. And you said to me recently, you know, you've always been, in my opinion, a progressive guy. You know, I think you've been a fair guy over the years. But unfortunately, you know, your daughter Erin had a tragic accident in a pool. She's now in a wheelchair, and you see the world through her lens as a disabled person, and the discrimination she faces daily, and it opened your eyes up to maybe what other groups face as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I think it gets back to the old saying, you know, walk a mile in someone else's shoes. And I didn't see, for instance, the lack of access for people with disabilities, because I really didn't know anybody in a wheelchair until my youngest daughter was paralyzed from the chest down in a pool accident. And she's been living that way for almost 11 years. Now, the good news is she graduated with honors from high school and went to college in Arizona and graduated from honors and is moving forward like a lot of young people trying to find a good full-time job. But it changed my perspective on the challenges disabled people who use wheelchairs and the roadblocks they face every day. And now I'm more in tune to that. I see it. I feel for Erin in all situations, whether I'm with her or not. And I think through that lens, it's given me a perspective on what it's like to be in another circumstance and be in a different situation. And that's really been the biggest eye-opener for me on the side of disabilities and just access and inability to, you know, be able to go watch a ball game or be able to go to a movie or just go into a restaurant, you know, all of those sorts of things. So I think a lot of us are in that mode of trying to gain some perspective. And I think as we try to gain perspective, it's a good thing. I've learned a lot about the disability part and really how far we have to go on that front. And disability rights and access to not just some businesses or some public facilities, but easy access to all businesses and all public facilities. So that's an ongoing fight. You know, you say the ADA, you know, well that's there. Well, people need to follow it. So I think along those lines. It's all a learning experience, and hopefully we continue to make progress. And like I said earlier, we don't pay lip service to it. We make real change.
Yeah, we need more than window dressing. We're talking with Stevie T here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. It's 5:15 on a sports Saturday. You can catch him tomorrow on Sports Sunday between 3 and 7. And around the station, you're basically the NASCAR go-to guy. I know you have Reed Spencer on a lot, a NASCAR expert. You talk about it during the you know, the pursuit of the cup. NASCAR has been out ahead of this, and they banned Confederate flags at tracks the other day. Bubba Wallace, the only African-American driver, was saying, hey, you need to do that, and they listened to him. Other drivers have come out in support of Black Lives Matter. I want to applaud NASCAR, which is predominantly a white sport with mostly white eyeballs watching. I think they've done a good job. At least the optics look good to me.
Yeah, you know, Eric, its roots are, you know, certainly Southern. You know, if you follow the roots of NASCAR back to the earliest days, you know, the bootleggers started racing on the beaches at Daytona. Daytona Speedway was born. The circuit was born. Their first great legend was the King Richard Petty. Yeah, the sport has come a long way. I think there's people who are fans of the sport and fans of motorsport wonder why this didn't happen a long, long time ago, why some of these changes. But the fact that these drivers and you know, have definitely stepped up and supported it, I think some of the things that Dale Earnhardt Jr. has said and said over the years in support of moving in a new direction and away from that symbol have been good things, but it'll take time. There's no doubt that some of their fans, they're going to lose fans over it, that people are going to step away. But maybe on the flip side, they're going to gain some fans. But it is a right move, and these are hurtful symbols. And I think for sports, even like NASCAR, to step away and ban those symbols is another sign of progress that we do need to, once again, move in a new direction and reassess everything and take a look at everything to make sure that, you know, we include everyone and we're not excluding people and we're not putting out things that, you know, have a deep-seated message of hate and intolerance. We can't do that anymore. It's time to move on.
Yeah, time to recalibrate, refocus, and have a new and more positive direction. Stick around, Stevie T. We'll come back and talk more. We'll get into Dalvin Cook, the Minnesota Vikings dynamic running back, who's talking about maybe holding out. What should the purple do? It is 5:18 on a sports Saturday here on News Talk 830 WCCO. 71 degrees, gorgeous day outside in the Twin Cities. It is a sports Saturday. Eric with you until 7 o'clock. We've gotten the band back together for a few minutes. Stevie T and J-Lo Jonathan Lowe back at the studios in downtown Minneapolis. Of course, COVID-19 has forced some juggling in the lineup at CCO. But Stevie T rejoins us. And I want to ask you about Dalvin Cook because there is talk that he may hold out. He wants a contract extension. He's in the final year of his rookie deal. One thing, at least in my opinion, we know about Cook. When he plays, he's electric. He's a multidimensional back. He ran for 1,135 yards last season, scored 13 touchdowns. He had 53 catches for 519 yards. I really thought he was the face of the Minnesota Vikings offense, and you saw how poorly they performed in the Monday night game at home against Green Bay when he didn't play, and then when San Francisco took him out of the game in the playoffs. The only negative is he's, you know, durability is an issue with the guy. He's missed a lot of games. What do you think Minnesota needs to do here, Stevie T?
Yeah, Eric, you bring up Dalvin Cook, and I'm not sure he was 100% in that game with the 49ers at Levi's Stadium. My guess is he wasn't 100%, and that's why it was easier for the 49ers to take him out of the game, and we know how they dominated the Vikings in that one. It wasn't pretty, that's for sure. But, you know, Dalvin Cook, it's tough, particularly in the modern era with running backs. When you have a good one or an exceptional one like Dalvin Cook, I mean, I think he's a top five guy in the NFL when it comes to running backs. He is a game changer, but durability is a factor. And how much money do you commit when the conventional wisdom is that you don't commit a ton of money to running backs unless they are, you know, a top 1, 2, 3 guy. You know, I think there's that's what's tough about it. And in a hard cap league, when you commit so much money to quarterbacks and the Vikings have so much money tied up in other players, it really becomes a challenge with Dalvin Cook. Now, I can't blame him because there are very few times in an athlete's career that they have leverage, that they have the ability to get paid. Free agency is one. But this is a challenge for the Vikings and Dalvin Cook and what they do going forward. I think they need him. I think it's been very well documented. They are a much better football team offensively with Dalvin Cook healthy and in the lineup. There's no doubt about that. But then there's the salary cap thing. So it is a big challenge. And we know the Vikings are challenged and are really going to need some young players to step up if they're going to have a good year. My opinion at the moment is they absolutely positively need Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, and to amplify what you're saying, Stevie T, and I've heard some people say, well, Minnesota has the leverage here because he is in the final year of the rookie deal. Other people think that maybe Dalvin has it. But if you step back for a second, remember, Stephon Diggs is in Buffalo, and I know they love Justin Jefferson, the number one pick out of LSU, and he looks like he is poised to be a big-time player in the NFL. But until he proves it, you know, that's a wish. So no Diggs and no Cook in a Viking offense, Kirk Cousins is going to have some issues. I mean, he's going to have to be the guy who steps up and makes things happen, and I'm not sure that's necessarily his DNA as a quarterback. He needs weapons, so it's going to be interesting to see how this thing plays out. The good news is it's mid-June, so they have time to figure it out.
Yeah, and I do not fault Dalvin Cook at all for throwing it out there. The shelf life for a running back is not long. He's got to get paid, so I can't blame him. It's a business. We all know that. It's big business. So Dalvin Cook getting paid, I got no problem. And I think the Minnesota Vikings need this guy. So they've got to find a way to get it done. They've got to find a way to get him in camp and have him happy and productive if they have a shot. Because more than ever, I believe, with Diggs now in Buffalo and some other pieces coming in, you still got Adam Thielen. You've got other Irv Smith Jr. You've got Kyle Rudolph. You've got other guys that can contribute. You need Dalvin Cook. So if they've got a chance to get to the playoffs this season, they're going to need Dalvin Cook in the lineup.
All right. Before I let you go, and we've touched on this, the past few weeks. The NBA wants a bubble city in Orlando. The NHL wants hub cities, perhaps St. Paul being one of them. The NFL is optimistic they will play. MLB keeps talking about getting their season going. The MLS is going to have a tournament down in Orlando. Of all the major sports leagues, which one are you most optimistic about actually playing games?
Wow. I feel like the more and more we're learning about, number one, the NBA and the bubble city idea, the fewer players that are going to be interested in doing that. I mean, it just sounds like, okay, Orlando in July and August doesn't sound fun to me at all. The weather's ridiculously hot and humid in Central Florida. Sounds miserable to me. For what? To play games in front of no crowd, to try and hand out the Larry O'Brien trophy. So I think ultimately the NBA will play. I wouldn't want to be any part of it. I think the NHL hub city concept, you're asking these players to do a lot, and I get it. They get paid a lot of money. But you're asking these players to go into a quarantine situation strictly for our entertainment. I don't know. I think we've heard rumblings from players in the NHL and the NBA that they're not particularly jazzed about it. We'll see. I do believe both will play. I think the one that's probably the most challenged right now is MLB. It seems like the owners and players are pretty far apart on coming together on two things, two big things, money being number one, and the number of games and when the season wraps up. I get the sense that they're still very far apart. There was talk that they'd get going by July 4th. So I'm optimistic we'll see the NBA and NHL. I don't know how fired up the players are about it. Major League Soccer, full steam ahead. They'll go do their tournament. And then I think go from there. Those three are going to happen. MLB, I'm not so sure at this point in time.
Yeah, and they are squandering the prime time of their season. I mean, June, July, August, those are your money-making months. The weather's good. You got people out of school. And right now, no Major League Baseball. And keep in mind, they were supposed to have spring training 2.0 start on June 10th. Well, that came and went. There is no spring training 2.0. Stevie T, thanks for joining us. You're on tomorrow 3 to 7 here on CCO. I'll join you at 5:10.
Sounds good, E. Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.